By this time, early October 1860, most of America was discussing the presidential election, with the South threatening to secede if Lincoln and the Republicans won. But out in California, Judah was preparing his maps and reports on the Sierra. A letter arrived from a Dutch Flat druggist, Daniel W. Strong, called Doc by his customers. Doc had heard about Judah's exploring and wanted to show him the old emigrant road from Donner Lake, which had been abandoned after the Donner tragedy in 1846-47. Doc was sure it was the best place to build a railroad, because there the east-west ridge reached the summit of the chain on what amounted to a plateau. Everywhere else, the Sierra crested twice, parallel ridges with a deep valley between them. Here, there was only one crest, so a railroad climbing up from Dutch Flat would have to surmount only it. The day Doc Strong's letter arrived, Judah set out to see him at Dutch Flat. Anna wrote about what happened when they met. The two men became fast friends immediately. Strong, truly a mountaineer, led Judah on horseback up the ridge to the Donner Pass. No one knew what they were doing, according to Anna. She adds, Dr. Strong used to tell a thrilling story of their last night in the mountains, when they came near to being snowed in and were obliged to get up in the middle of the night from their camp and started out in the darkness to find the trail, and none too soon were they. Her husband could not sleep or rest after they got into Dutch Flat and Strong's store till he had stretched his paper on the counter and made his figures thereon. Then, turning to Dr. Strong, he said for the first time, Doctor, I shall make my survey over this, the Donner Pass or the Dutch Flat route, above every other. The next morning, Strong wrote, Judah said to me, give me some writing materials. I produced some, and he sat down and drew up what he called Articles of Association for the Central Pacific Railroad. And he shoved them across the table to me and said, sign for what you want in the way of stock.